Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is a story about a non-chassid who visited the Alter Rebbe. And this non-chassid said to the Rebbe as follows. Our Chachamim tell us that a person should divide their time in thirds, their study time of Torah. A third of the time, Mikra, that means psukim. A third of the time, Mishnah, you probably know what Mishnah is, and a third of the time, Gemara. Now, this man said to the Alter Rebbe, you say that the study of Chassidus is part of Mikra. The studying Chassidus, the teachings of the Rebbes of Chassidim, is part of Mikra, is part of the same category of Torah as Psukim. But we see that Chassidim spend more than a third of their study time on Chassidus. Why is this? Shouldn't the Chassidim follow the formula that Chazal tell us? Only one third of Mikra. And if Chassidus is part of Mikra, then why do Chassidim study more than one third of their study time Chassidus, the teachings of the Rebbeim? The Alter Rebbe did not answer. And instead, he steered the conversation towards the man's business. This was a businessman. The Alter Rebbe said, how much money do you have invested in your business? What part of your money is invested in your business? The man said, almost all of my money is invested in my business. The Alter Rebbe said, but Chazal, our sages, tell us in the Gemara that a person should invest only one third of his money in business, one third in real estate, owning property, and one third in cash he should keep as money. Rebbe, the businessman said, you don't seem to know very much about how business works. It's true that that worked in the old days, many years ago. But now, if you even invest all of your money into business, you'll be very lucky if you even break even. If you even don't lose money, you can't make that much money investing in business. Said the Alter Rebbe. Well, then, from this we can learn about the study of Chassidus. You see, in earlier times, people didn't have to study so much Chassidus, which is basically about Hashem. It's studying about Hashem because people had a Yir Shamayim. It was like a natural Yir Shamayim. Or Yerushalayim that they picked up from their environment, from their families, and therefore they didn't have to spend that much time studying these topics that Chassidus teaches us about, understanding Hashem and developing a fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem, love of Hashem. But today, even if a person would study Chassidus all day long, halavai, they should even break even. That is, halavai, if only it would be that the average person, even studying Chassidus all day long, would have a true Yerushalayim. That is to say that in our times, the Alter Rebbe meant that, if I understand correctly, in our days, it's much harder to have real Yerushalayim, real fear of Hashem, real connection with Hashem, because we live in a world in which the Gullus is very, very dark. And there's many, many distractions from a person thinking about Hashem and developing a relationship with Hashem where he really or she really has a Yerushalayim, a fear of heaven, deep respect for Hashem, not to mention a love of Hashem. And therefore, we have to spend a lot of extra time learning Chassidus because Chassidus explains to us, teaches us about having this kind of relationship with Hashem. The Alter Rebbe said to the businessman, just like the ideal situation of investment that the Gemara talks about worked in those days but doesn't really work in these days. These days, one has to spend more of one's property, of one's money investing than it was in the times of the Gemara. The same thing is with the learning of Chassidus, that there was more Yerushalayim at that time. People were closer to Matan Torah, perhaps he meant, and so forth. And therefore, it's easier for people to have a Yerushalayim, a fear of heaven. But today, that the Gullus is so dark and thick, and it's so difficult for people to focus on the relationship with Hashem. Perhaps Al Rebbe meant like this. I'm filling in a little bit some of the between the lines, that now it's important to learn much, much more Chassidus. And this is the idea of being able to develop a real feeling for Hashem, feeling of awe, feeling of love for Hashem. It's not easy if a person is affected by the environment around us. We have to really immerse ourselves in the study of Chassidus, which teaches us and opens up for us this kind of awareness of Hashem and this kind of relationship with Hashem. Now, when Mashiach comes, as the Rambam says at the very end of his Sefer, the entire world will have only the one occupation of knowing Hashem. That is, that people will study Torah as their only occupation. And at that time, business will not be important because there'll be so much physical goodness, wealth, and so forth, that people will not have to work hard in order to make a living. Just the tiniest amount, or maybe not even that. And we'll all be able to have what we need materially, physically. And therefore, we'll be free to learn Torah, and to learn Torah in the deepest way, and to learn Torah in the way that we immerse ourselves completely in it and really connect with Hashem in a complete way. So you might ask, well, what does that have to do with me now? I certainly can't learn Torah in that way, completely immersed, nothing else, if there's no other thing to do in the world. And the answer is that when we do learn Torah, we should try to learn in this way. Let's say a person learns 20 minutes of Torah a day. They're busy, they have a lot of responsibilities, they have their business or their job, and they have to take care of their family and so forth. And they have 20 minutes to learn. So during those 20 minutes, the person should try to immerse himself totally into his learning as if nothing else exists. Just like on Shabbos, he wouldn't answer the phone. So too, middle of learning, not to answer the phone, turn off the phone, unless it's truly an emergency, not to get distracted and so forth. And this way, by preparing for the Geula, at that time when we will truly be able to have our only occupation of learning Torah in this most deep and most satisfying way, most enjoyable way, although we can't really do it now, but at least when we do learn, to try to learn in that way. And this way, we will quicken the coming of Mashiach and Geula. Especially, it's important to remember at all times that even if we live very far from Eretz Yisrael, and we can sometimes forget about what's going on there, but it's important to remember that every single day, every day, there are battles and very intensive battles, wars and rockets being shot at us and people trying to do terrible things to us, Chas v'Shalom and so forth. And therefore, it's important for us to remember every single day to make the whole day a day in which, whenever we can, to do extra learning of Torah, extra mitzvahs, extra Avos Yisrael, extra davening for our brothers and sisters who are exposed to this danger. And in this way, we will help them. And certainly their work of fighting their enemies helps us too. The Jewish people are all one. And in this way, we will, in Yirtzeh Hashem, bring Mashiach very, very quickly, even today, even now, and happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.